Inside a hospital, patient A may never come into direct contact with patient B. There could be hours or days separating when the first gets discharged and the second checks in. But serious infections are still routinely transmitted between the two.
If you have somebody in a hospital room that has an infection, the room is not properly cleaned after that person is discharged, the next person has a very high chance of contracting that disease.
This is Chris Ungerman, CEO of Sanisil International. According to the CDC, 75,000 people die each year from not what they went into the hospital for, but from what they picked up once they got there. The big players here are pathogens like C. diff, MRSA, and pneumonia, all of which can ravage a patient's often already weak immune system. Chris Ungerman thinks he's found a fix. Located deep in an office park in Newcastle, Delaware, he shows off Sanisil's Halo disinfection system. It uses a hydrogen peroxide-based liquid that gets poured into what looks like a slimmed-down airport check-in machine. Tighten the cap, flip it on. It transforms the liquid disinfectant into a fog. That fog disperses throughout the sealed-off room, getting into every corner and crevice, killing all the microorganisms it touches.
It's 99.9999% effective.
The usual way a hospital gets cleaned, chlorine bleach in a spray bottle or wipe, is also effective at taking out pathogens, but bleach only kills what it comes into direct contact with. John Stern says it's pretty easy to miss a spot in a machine-filled space. He's chief of infectious diseases at Pennsylvania Hospital.
The more technology you have in a room, the more surface area you have in a room. The more surface area you have, the more difficult it is to have a human actually clean it. We all know what it's like to try to dust at home. Like myself, I don't even bother.
In 2011, an outbreak of C. diff was moving through the hospital. Stern and his team brought in five foggers to disinfect rooms and found that it cut the transmission rate by more than half. But because of its 90-minute drying time, there is something of a learning curve.
The major problem with it is that it is a little bit challenging to operationalize, meaning that you've got to identify a contaminated room. Housekeeping has to zip in there. They've got to fog the room, which takes several hours, and then clear the room for the next patient. In a very busy hospital like ours, a two-hour delay in moving a new patient in can be a bit challenging, but not insurmountable.
Another challenge right now for hospitals is, of course, the threat of Ebola. But Sanisil and other companies that produce foggers say their tools can be more effective than traditional methods in slowing the spread of the virus. But the CDC's Matt Arduino says it isn't clear yet if they would, in fact, work better in the field.
Well, what we don't have is actual data with the virus itself.
The CDC does list Sanisil's Halo system as an approved disinfectant against Ebola, but it also lists nearly 200 others and doesn't give any one method priority over another. And the truth is, bringing a 50-pound fogger into the outbreak zone with its power cord and $7,000 price tag, it's a heavy lift. Chris Ungerman says aid groups just aren't able to give his machine a shot right now.
A lot of agencies were really not available to look at new technology. They were overwhelmed, they were understaffed, and they defaulted back to chlorine bleach.
Sanisil has delivered a handful of units to Nigeria, but the company also faces bureaucratic headaches and cultural differences. The barriers, he admits, are pretty frustrating.
It has been. There's no doubt that the reaction could have been quicker, and I'm convinced that lives could have been saved by deploying our technology more rapidly.
His team is continuing to work on logistics, but in the meantime, Sanisil also has other targets for its machines. Think nursing homes, hotels, airplanes, and cruise ships. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.